Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of The Ultimate Documentary Guide. I am your host Emma and I'm very excited. I hope everyone is doing well today and I hope you're sitting comfortably with a tea or coffee so we can talk documentaries. So the first documentary that I'm going to be talking about is called Three Identical Strangers. I first discovered it on Channel 4 about a year and a half ago. The reason that I thought it would be a good one to talk about now is because I believe it has recently come onto Netflix, which is obviously great because it's a lot easier to watch it on there. And this is my go-to documentary when someone says, "Can you give me one to watch?" I think I love this documentary because it truly takes you on a journey. You go through happiness, sadness, and there are so many unanswered questions, but not in a way that's annoying. It's just kind of heartbreaking. So in a nutshell, the documentary starts in 1980 when a guy goes to university and gets there and finds that he is already known. Everyone on campus already knows him. Girls are going up to him and kissing him. He was like, "What is going on?" And he realizes when he gets to his university room, when he meets his housemate, that there is someone on campus that looks exactly like him. And when they meet, he finds out it is his identical twin. How does that happen? How does that happen? And long story short, it obviously gets picked up by the press and someone writes in and is like, "I'm the third brother." So they are triplets, identical triplets. They meet up and they, like, even though they were separated at birth, they all individually grew up loving like many of the same things. Like they all smoked the same cigarettes. They all love wrestling. So as soon as they started like meeting up, they were wrestling with each other as if they'd known each other their whole lives. And they even had the same taste in women, which is hilarious. And they go through this sort of honeymoon period in the media where they're just like on cloud nine, like they're in all the papers, all the women are after them. And they even end up opening a restaurant where it's just like full-time partying. And it like is crazy to watch. And that whole part of the documentary, I absolutely loved. And then it obviously gets deeper because the parents of, well, the adoptive parents of the three like brothers are like, "How did this even happen? Because I adopted one boy and it turns out he's part of a triplet," like insane. And they find out that they were part of some like scientific study where the question was nature versus nurture. So what happens if some, like one brother is brought up in a house that's maybe middle class, one in like a lower class house, and one with brothers and sisters, what would happen? How differently would they come out? And I thought it was like heartbreaking. And I'm not going to give too much away. I know I've already given quite a lot away about the story, but there is a lot more to it that I haven't said, a lot more heartbreak, a lot more craziness. And honestly, just as soon as you've listened to this, go onto Netflix. I believe, don't hold me to it, but I believe that it's on Amazon as well. So just get on it, watch it, and then please comment on this and tell me what you think, because I have not met a single person that hasn't liked it. And I also think it's one of those documentaries that you could give it to your mum to watch or your dad to watch or your grandparents. Like, it's not gory, it's not like a proper crime documentary, it's just science, and it's just insane. So yes, go watch that. So I guess to summarise on this one, it is just such a compelling story of, it's three happy boys, essentially, who become three unhappy men, like, later in life. And their beautiful story has an underlying sadness to it. And I think that's really what captivated me, was just the pure roller coaster of emotions, like the absolute highs and then the lowest of the lows. And for me, I don't find documentaries that are able to grip me in that way. So for that, I think it is incredible. And like I said before, I could not recommend it more. So yes, go watch it right now. And just as a cute little fun way to end every episode, I'm going to be giving it a rating out of 10. So 1 being terrible and 10 being the best of the best. So it's going to take a lot for a documentary to be a 10. And obviously, I'm not going to start my first ever documentary podcast with it being a 10. So I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10. So very, very high. Highly recommend, and I promise you, as soon as you watch it, you'll be telling everyone else to watch it as well. So that is our first 9 ever. So that is it for episode 1. I really want to try and keep these podcasts short and snappy, because I don't think they need to be 45 minutes long. You don't need to hear me ramble for 45 minutes about a documentary that is 45 minutes. There's a lot better ways to spend your time. So I just see it as a 10 minutes listen, and it might give you some inspiration of something to watch, or if you've already seen it, it might just be a way of researching afterwards whether your opinion matches mine. So please join me on episode 2, where I'll be talking about the legend of Cocaine Island. Now, this is a documentary that I found all on my own. I don't know many people that have seen it, and it is very interesting. I'm not going to say any more than that, so you'll have to come and listen to episode 2 to find out what I think and what it is about. But I hope to see you soon.